Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane with three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain. North and west suburbs are picking up to 3 inches from the President's Day storm. Stay with WCBS for the latest forecast. We're streaming on the radio.com app on your phone. Number two is sources say Chicago police believe he may have paid two men to carry out the attack. Lawyers for actor Jussie Smollett say he had no role in the violence and is being further victimized by claims made by two brothers who were released without being charged in the case. Number three, tolling both trucks and cars could raise $800 million for Connecticut transportation projects, according to Governor Ned Lamont's chief of staff. This weekend, Lamont said it's clear a trucks-only approach will not raise enough money for the state. Lamont will propose taxes on sugary drinks, among other things, in his budget address this week. In sports, the Rangers lost to the Penguins 6-5. Devils defeated the Buffalo Sabres 4-1. In the NBA All-Star Game, Team LeBron beat Team Giannis 178-164. St. John's rallied from 19 points down to beat number 13 Villanova 71-65. Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500. Here's the weather. There's a winter weather advisory for northern New Jersey, the Hudson Valley, parts of southern Connecticut. The wintry mix turns to rain today with a high of 45 degrees here in Manhattan. Tonight, partly cloudy and colder, low 23, and sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 36. Remember, you can read more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.